present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. We're coming to you today from the BBC Radio Theatre here in the throbbing heart of London's discreet knocking shop district. You find us sat today in an empty auditorium. It's in compliance with the government's latest COVID regulations. At least that's what we told the teams. Instead, via the wonders of the internet, this series we'll be visiting each nation and region of the UK virtually, and today's region is the Midlands! Well, we're especially delighted to be paying a virtual visit to our friends from the Midlands because firstly, it allows the region to bask in a national spotlight, and secondly, because it means we don't have to go there. Come back. Dr. Samuel Johnson was from the Midlands. He famously said, when a man is tired of life, he moves to Solihull. The Midlands' capital city is Birmingham, which is generally considered to be the second city of the United Kingdom and will continue to be regarded as such until next week's recording in Manchester. Birmingham is the home of such traditional British classics as bird's custard, HP sauce and Taifu tea. Interested visitors looking to see how these distinctive black country products are made should sign up for a factory tour in Banbury, the Netherlands and India. Another great Midlands city is Leicester. A few years ago, archaeologists discovered the body of Richard III in a Leicester car park. The reviled monarch was interred in 1485 after he was killed at the Battle of Bosworth. Leicester Council was initially reluctant to move the king's body from the car park because it had proved to be a particularly effective speed bump. The dig was the most expensive project ever undertaken by the University of Leicester Archaeology Department. Not only did they have to bring in extensive ground-penetrating radar, but it also turned out that Richard had been buried in a short-stay space. The National Space Centre in Leicester celebrates the UK's achievements in space travel. Visitors can see spacesuits, launch a virtual rocket, and even enter a special vacuum chamber and experience what it's like to be in a zero-atmosphere environment. Or, if the space centre's closed, they could visit Sutton Coldfield. Critics have questioned why the Midlands should even have a National Space Centre when the UK has played such a small part in the space race. But not to worry, Midlands. US critics said exactly the same thing about the NASA Canal Boat Museum. Lincolnshire was home to Isaac Newton, who in 1666 came up with his law of gravity while sitting under an apple tree in his garden. Legend has it, he came up with his theorem after an apple struck him on the head. Of course, Newton didn't originally call his discovery the law of universal gravitation. Originally, he called it, "Out, you bastard." Derbyshire's most famous son is surely Thomas Cook, the inventor of the package holiday, who was born in 1808. 1829 saw the realisation of Cook's dream to send families on genteel tours of the seaside, while 1830 gave him the idea to send young Victorians on piss-ups to Falaraki. Let's meet the teams. They are, on my right, Tony Hawkes and Henning Bain. Left, Vicky Pepperdine and Marcus Brigstock. Yay! And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks. It's the Immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms, of course. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference in meaning between the words astonishment and awestruck. Well, astonishment is a feeling of great surprise and wonder, whereas awestruck is where a Cockney puts his ponies. the meanings of words are constantly changing, team. So your suggestions, please, for any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Marcus, you can start.
Tumbling. Jewellery for your belly button.
Vicky.
Furlough. Pubic hair.
Henning.
Warehouse. To forget your address.
Tony.
Disposition. Where I am right now.
Machination. A country of potato lovers.
Boyant. An ant that isn't a girl.
Umlaut. Hesitant suck.
Offhand, Saudi correctional technique.
Afflicted, a teddy with a pocket knife.
Claustrophobia, fear of Father Christmas.
Ignoramus, someone who is both stupid and an arse.
Alpenhorn, aroused by muesli.
Exposition, where I was just then.
Chuckling, a very short throw.
Paintings, Jamaican paracetamol.
Stopcock, chastity belt.
Influenza, Italian YouTube star.
Indigence, visiting the lavatory.
Oxymoron, someone who didn't go to Cambridge.
Entice, where they keep their champagne in Yorkshire.
The teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This is a variation of the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured my Master General, Lionel Blair. Nonagenarian Lionel is greatly looking forward to the museum's opening after lockdown, though he'll need to take things easy. Last year's visit to the Tutankhamun exhibition with his wife was sadly marred by an unfortunate mix-up at the exit, where Mrs. Blair was pulled aside by security and a protesting Lionel was accidentally put back on display. So, Marcus and Vicky, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
True Grit. True Grit.
So off you go, please, Marcus and Vicky.
It's a film, and it's two words.
OK.
Das Boot.
Yes. That's it. Please, could you give me a glass of water? I've got something in my eye, and I want to bathe it.
Can I help you?
Oh, no, please, it's only something in my eye.
No, please, let me look. I happen to be a doctor.
That's very kind of you.
Look, turn around to the light, please. Now look up. Now look down. Keep still. I see it. There.
Oh, what a relief. What was it?
Well, I'd say it was a collection of minute particles of gravel.
That's never gravel.
I assure you it is.
No, you're kidding me.
No, honestly, it really is.
Are you sure that's right?
Absolutely. Now give me a snog.
Very well.
Well, that was easy, wasn't it?
It was so easy, I thought I'd let you guess first, Henny.
Isn't it Carry On Matron?
Gravel. Gravel features heavily in it, doesn't it?
And
it,
yes.
It really, it really is gravel. It's not pretend gravel. That's a key thing.
So maybe the Duel, that Spielberg movie, but the roads were already perfectly intact when they filmed that, didn't they?
Yeah. But thanks for sharing that with us anyway.
It was a good guess.
I've got a feeling it might be a film I've not heard of.
No, I don't think so.
No? It's a big famous one.
I mean, what I found in her eye was, it was like gravel, but it was much smaller. Smaller little bits.
What's smaller than gravel?
Atoms.
Atoms?
And neutrons and whatever. Yeah.
I mean,
it rhymes with shit.
Yes. Ah. And if I'd found more of it, we could have
grit.
Spread it
true
on the
grit.
Yes.
Sure, if I'm really allowed to say that on the radio,
well,
am I?
The fact that that's the clue that meant they got it means there's really no way of editing that out now.
It was a difficult one. In fairness, it was a difficult one. And the audience, they did clap to say you were getting warm when you said gravel. But this being the Midlands, it's hard to tell if they're clapping or someone's just put the chips on. Right, your turn, Tony and Henning. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Panorama. Panorama.
OK, this is a TV programme, one word, and it goes like this.
Good morning, my liege.
Oh, good morning, Derek.
And how may I help you today, Sir Tony?
Well, I've a rather risky assignation next Saturday, and I'm looking for some bodily protection for a joust.
A joust, I see. Well, I think you may be in luck. I've got two items I think might be suitable. The first is this bodysuit comprising interlocking iron plates with a matching helmet.
Great. And the second?
This cooking pot.
Excellent.
Ooh, I'm afraid, Sir Tony, you can't have them both. It's new regulations, you see. People have been stockpiling cause of the plague.
Ah. Well, are you saying to me that it's a straight choice between the cooking pot and the metal bodysuit with matching helmet?
Either one, sir, yes. Not both.
Funny enough, I saw a documentary about this joust. They had to choose, didn't they, between pan or armour?
Yes.
Panorama. Excellent.
Very good. Very good. OK, well, the final title is now being displayed for Marcus and Vicky. And here is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Tiger King. Tiger King.
OK, this is two words, and it's a television programme.
Hello, is this the exotic pickled vegetable shop?
It is, madam. How can I help?
Yes, hello. I'm looking for an exotic pickled cucumber.
Well, you're in luck, madam. We've got a lovely pickled cucumber just in from Thailand.
I see. A Thai gherkin?
Thai gherkin, yes. It was all the rage at the start of lockdown.
I see. Well, I'll have one of those then. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, madam.
Thai gherkin, Henning. You watch more telly than me, I reckon.
Well, it seems to be all about five a day. They're all going on about gherkins and all that.
I don't know why. I don't know why I looked at you for help.
It seems to be an awful lot about... I would say, are you being served? Because they were selling gherkins, but...
It's two words. Count the number of words, Henning. Count the number of words.
No, hang on. Are you being served? It's the one in the where you buy outfits, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I mean the other one, open all hours.
Yeah. No, that's not the right number of words.
Wait, Das Boot?
Try Das Boot. At least you're in the
Boot.
Right lines.
Correct.
Thai gherkin is the main clue, obviously, and the audience loved it when they said Thai gherkin.
Just say that a few times. Just
Thai gherkin, Thai gherkin, Thai gherkin, Thai gherkin, Tiger King!
Thank you very much. Well done, Tony. It's just marvellous to watch you work.
Well, I'd like to say I couldn't do it without Henning.
There's nothing stopping you from saying that.
No, I'd like to say that, but I'm unable to.
The next game is entitled Own Brand Condoms and is all about condoms, or as they're called in Birmingham, canal trout. The financial rigours of lockdown have forced businesses to adapt in order to survive. For example, Wetherspoons have partnered with Deliveroo to bring the full Wetherspoons experience to your doorstep. For as little as £5, you'll receive a pint, a pizza and an unprovoked punch in the face. Of course, it gets more expensive after 10 a.m. In anticipation of the predicted rise in sexual activity during lockdown, many high street retailers and other well-known brands decided to manufacture and market their own condoms, but without changing their usual advertising strap lines. So, teams, I'd like you please to provide examples of some of these famous new brand condoms, together with the accompanying advertising slogans. Tony, could you start, please?
Safeway condoms, lightening the load.
Vicky.
Mr. Muscle Condoms. Loves the jobs you hate.
Henning.
Audi Condom. Vorsprung durch Technik.
Marcus.
Del Monte Condoms. The man from Del Monte. He says, oh, God, yes.
BMW Condoms. Sheer driving pleasure.
Dr. Pepper condoms. What's the worst that could happen?
Bird's eye condoms. Only the best for the captain's table.
Peugeot condoms. The ride of your life.
Tetley's condoms. It's the little perforations.
Bell's Scotch Whiskey condoms. Afore ye come.
Pringles condoms. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Andrex condoms. Soft, strong and very, very long.
Well, our next round is called Random Reviews. It's a well-known fact that most performers dread the publication of reviews and some refuse to read them at all. Tony Hawks is the exception to that rule, and with good reason. Tony's recent career has garnered one five-star review after another. Not for nothing is Tony known as North Devon's most trusted eBay vendor. Got to shift those books somehow, haven't you, Tony? In this round, teams, I'm going to read out a selection of genuine online reviews, and your job is to guess precisely what it is that's being reviewed. OK, we'll start with you, Vicky. What do you think is being reviewed here? Very Moorish.
Morocco.
It actually was pork scratchings, first created in Birmingham, of course. Yeah. Yes. How proud you must be. Henning. Henning, what do you think this might be a review of? I was surprised the guide spoke German.
Coventry Cathedral?
Incredibly, the answer was Coventry Cathedral. On TripAdvisor. Yeah. And Tony, what about this one? What's being reviewed here? Total bollocks. 0 stars.
The Chippendales at the London Planetarium.
Oh, it's the West Midlands Railway. Trust pilot. And one for you, Marcus. What's being reviewed? When I do gardening, I split them open for composting. The plants love them.
The neighbour's cats.
Oh, that came from a very dark place.
Yeah, the internet.
Yeah. It was Taifu tea bags, actually, made in Birmingham again. What about this one, Vicky? Very enjoyable. A little crumbly, but firm with prominent veins.
Lord Melvin Bragg?
It is actually M&S Stilton cheese from Ocado. What about this one, Henning? Bought for my nephew's birthday. His parents have to hide it.
An undocumented migrant?
It was actually an Acme Thunderer whistle from Amazon. All right, here are a few for any of you to have a go at, right? What's being reviewed here. A bit fiddly getting mum in there, but well worth the money.
The Mujahideen.
It was actually something called Celestia Cremation Jewellery. And what about this one? Once you're in, you can't leave, but the accents are entertaining.
Oh, I know this. North Korea.
It was on TripAdvisor, but it was not North Korea. It was actually someone who wrote it of Birmingham IKEA. How about this one? Completely filled the bedroom.
The Lib Dem party conference. Did you say completely filled the bedroom?
I'm afraid I did, yes.
Oh, OK, no, it can't be that then.
In actual fact, it was Gwyneth Paltrow's Smells Like My Vagina candle by Goop. And finally, no personality, soul or warmth, but the organ is massive.
Prince Andrew.
It was actually Coventry Cathedral.
Oh.
So there you are. Well, it's now time for some music in the game called Swanee Kazoo. And this is the round where the teams duet to combine the celestial embrace of the Swanee whistle with the badger's burp of the kazoo. At the piano we have Colin Sell. At the height of his powers, Colin once announced he'd spent a whole year working with the blockheads. He since apologised and now refers to them as Class 4B. Tony and Henning, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Always Look on the Bright Side of Life to feature Henning Vane on the kazoo, Tony Hawks on the Swanee whistle. Thank you, Tony and Henning. I words would not do it justice. Marcus and Vicky, I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Cinderella Rockefeller to feature Marcus Brigstock on the kazoo and Vicky Pepperdine on the Swanee whistle. Gentlemen, it is very nearly the end of the show, but yes. But a appropriately for the home of the Balti, there's just time to fit in a quick round of Curry Eaters Film Club. Sven is very partial to eating out and can seldom resist stopping for a bite or two at a nearby fast food restaurant when out cruising in his car. He says by 8 p.m. last weekend he was already pulling out of a tasty little chef before spending the rest of the evening in his favourite Five Guys. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest titles of films likely to prove popular with curry enthusiasts. And you can start this one, Vicky.
Good morning, Peshwari Naan.
Henning.
Das Buna.
Tony.
Bridget Jones' Diarrhea.
Thank you. Marcus.
Educating Raider.
Guys and Dolls.
Dessert Naan.
Rosemary's Balti.
Anything starring Persandra Bullock or Boona Thurman.
Driving Miss Jalfrazy.
Much ado about nothing.
A never-ending tandoori.
Mary Poppadoms?
You only leave rice.
Dirty Dansack. Nobody puts bay leaf in the korma.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the twin tub technician of time extracts the forgotten face mask of futility, while the blackened banana bread of boredom is tossed into the designer dustbin of destiny, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, myself, and our virtual audience from the Midlands, it's goodbye. Goodbye!
Tony Hawkes, Marcus Brigstock, Vicky Pepperdine and Henning Bain were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.
And I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue is a BBC Studios production.